Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Wow, that was the biggest applause we've gotten in 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I feel so alive. A little extra attention. I get creamy all over. Okay. Oh. All right, let's get into it. Fans are really going crazy over Zac Efron's TikTok debut with Jessica Alba. She even pitched a Honey High School Musical crossover. But after seeing this, do we really want one? No.
I've seen more rhythm at a bingo tournament. Yeah. I think she actually has a little bit more rhythm in the hips. She actually stays balanced on her turn, which is impressive.
What the f- are you? Dancing with the Stars, Judge? Are you really getting that technical?
Balance
the
on her
The way that she
hips?
Pivoted on, what are you talking about?
Okay, you have to admit, kind of impressive.
It was kind of actually.
Look at this outfit. I dance, okay?
You do
I'm
dance.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, you go to Miami one time, now you're doing a cha-cha slide all through the set.
Oh, like, get out of here. Cha-cha slide right into
they're
the...
They're doing a commercial for Dubai tourism.
They really? That's what they're doing?
That's
Wait,
why
that
they're together.
Dubai tourism?
Yes. United Arab Emirates, so rich
minute.
Sounding.
How
yeah.
is this a commercial for Dubai tourism?
Well, this is
the tagline is, are you tired of white people? Come to Dubai.
All right, Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade have been on a romantic getaway, but he's feeling real insecure about his size. Mm. The size of his boat, that is.
Okay.
He's got serious yacht envy. Check this out.
Bro, this is another level of wealth right here, brother, man. Look how big this yacht is. Wow. That's Mickey's yacht.
Some real wealth in this world.
Real wealth. And that also didn't even, that looked like an abandoned airplane.
It looked weird. It was like
very
bent
weird.
In a weird place. Like, yeah. It looks strange.
It was probably like $500 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's got a dent in it. How embarrassing.
That thing is huge though. You saw the other boat like driving by it. It's huge.
It is
like,
huge.
I told you guys, I get uncomfortable with that kind of wealth.
Oh, yeah. I don't. It's... Bring it on. Listen, every time I have to do 500 things in a day, I just picture myself here.
Yeah.
Just mentally take myself away. Look at them.
That's
Look how
you're
happy.
That's supposed to do. They say that's how you manifest. It's like completely just picturing yourself.
Yes.
In a place. And like my screensaver right now is my dream home. Like I look at it every day.
You will get it.
It's like my vision
board.
You will get it. So Drake mentioned this. He said like he visualized the house he wanted to live in. So he drove by it every day. So I was like, well, I can't drive by my dream house every day, but I'll put it on my phone. So I look at it every day when I have, you know, just, it just kind of helps me manifest. I see myself there. I picture myself like barefoot walking through the grass, cleaning the pool. Like I try to visualize
you
it.
You won't Lovely. Be cleaning the pool when you're living there, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But let me tell you something. That is, you know, I'm big. Drake and I both tell you, manifestation. If you say things as though they're real, they happen.
There are two different types of manifestation. The ones that come true and you look like Drake or Morgan,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And the ones that don't and you're on Hollywood Boulevard in a mascot costume.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one or the other.
All right. Amber Rose kicked her man, Alexander A.E. Edwards, to the curb for cheating on her with 12 different women. Oh. She went off on her IG stories, calling him ridiculous and saying that she is done. But believe it or not, he has a reason for why he cheated. Here's what he told Big Von.
I mean, she texted me, like, if I apologize publicly and all this like, you know, she loved me and but I don't want to keep doing that to her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know that I could stop. I could give her, like, a good solid 6 months and just really, like, deprive myself of my true nature for as long as I could take it. But I don't want to live like that.
The bar is in hell.
It's...
I mean, I could do it for, like, 6 months, you know? Like...
Could you imagine?
She's the mother of your child, you clown.
Sick. It's not even worth joking about. That's how sad it is.
He's a clown. Like, this is the mother of your kid, and you're going on Instagram Live with a muted face because you don't want anybody to see you because you look like a fool. Shout out to Dame, though. I know Dame, one of the guys who's interviewing him. But anyway.
Shout out to Dame.
Hey, Dame. We still cool. But yeah. It's just so embarrassing.
I also love when guys go, listen, you don't understand. Like, it's so hard for me. Not, like, it's in my nature. Like, he's the one guy who wants to sleep with other people.
Right.
Like, it's not every guy in every relationship. And we all just say, we're not going to do that because we love this partner.
Wait, what do you mean? You mean every man wants to cheat on his girl?
No, but every guy wants to sleep with multiple women.
Yeah, every guy would love to sleep with other people.
They never really want to.
I guarantee you, there's not a single guy out there.
Agreed.
Who is not in maybe like that 1 year, 6 months of like pure infatuation where you're like, oh, really? This is the only person I see. Where they don't see a beautiful, stunning woman and go, oh, my God, if you weren't here.
It's so funny, though. It's so funny to me when men see beautiful women, they instantly think about sleeping with them. When you see a handsome man, do you instantly think about having sex with him?
No.
I don't either.
Well, we have a very different mentality.
If I see somebody who's fine, I don't think about what the sex would be like. That's not the first thought I have.
We're genetically built differently,
yeah,
but I do believe
that. I don't think about that. I think about, like, ooh, it would be cute to go on drinks with him.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of? What? Oh, you know, like, we could have, like, that would be fun.
What does he do for a living? What's his sign?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the first thing. We go, what's her sign? And then we go, just kidding. What does she look like fully naked?
What's the first three thoughts you have when you see an attractive woman?
Yum, 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 yum.
I don't know why. We know that.
You're so routine.
He's so real, though. That is what he thinks. He literally pictures everything. Okay. Forget the ring. Did J-Lo give her Porsche back? Ooh, Nina, listen. A-Rod posted this shot of himself posing with the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bring up every time we mention a Range Rover on the show.
But we don't talk about those. Posing with the one he gave J-Lo for her 50th birthday. Talk about clowns. This is just like, we are continuing on with the clown trend.
Damn, she looks good in front of that Porsche.
Not anymore.
No.
Sheesh.
She can get her own damn Porsche.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're given a gift, you break up, do you give it back?
No.
No.
A wedding ring or something like that is different.
Yes.
But if I get a gift, if we're giving each other gifts during our relationship, I think you keep them.
You keep them.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think that's kind of tacky to ask for a gift back.
I think it's even tacky to accept the gift if they insist on giving it to you. If I was A-Rod, I had all that money, I would say, donate it. I don't care. I don't want it back. I would especially not pose with it like it's Cecil the lion for a photo.
You know what? We have to take a break. But coming up, a groom brings a plus one to his honeymoon and forgets to tell his wife. That's next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
We hope you're enjoying tonight's episode of Nightly Pop, and we thank you for supporting our program. But we need your help now more than ever. John Cena is a hero in and out of the ring, but his wardrobe has fallen victim to a truly dire villain, the constant use of plaid suits. We here at Nightly Pop know fashion doesn't come as easy to everyone as it does to us. That's why we are doing what we can and asking that you join us for our first annual telethon for John Cena's suit collection. We cannot do this alone. We need your donations to get John Cena a better wardrobe. It doesn't need to be expensive. It just needs to be one damn color for once. Operators are standing by to take your pledges.
Thank you very much.
Wow, yes. Welcome back, you guys. And yes, John Cena needs our help, as you can see. So please donate now.
I think our producers are trying to get us killed.
Yeah, by the way.
I'm convinced. They wanted him to come up in here and f*** about us.
Good.
He's going to come for us. It's fine.
It's okay. He will, right? That's a headline. Is he going to come for us?
Maybe.
Well, Seth, you did it. All right. I Love a Mama's Boy comes back next Sunday on TLC, and we just cannot wait. Luckily, we have an exclusive preview from Tracy and Brian's wedding night. Tracy's best friend asks Brian about the honeymoon, and things get a little uncomfortable.
So now you can, like, relax, like, go on your vacation. Are you going to miss the boys, or...?
I mean, I'm thinking about bringing them with us, like, you know.
On the honeymoon?
Yeah, you know, probably bring my mom with us.
Are you serious? He really invited his mom to his honeymoon with his new wife? Who does that?
So, like when we were, like, at cocktail hour, like, I was talking to Brian and he was saying, like, that he was thinking about you guys going to Hawaii. And Jane's like, yeah, like, I can't wait. Like, I swear. No, I swear.
I can't believe he really just, like, not only made that executive decision, but also, like, told people without telling me.
I know.
Like,
I can't.
How do you even get to this point with somebody who's that attached to their mom?
It's strange.
You cannot go on your honeymoon with someone's mom.
But you can't go on your honeymoon with anybody but the person getting married to. Nobody else should be invited.
Yeah, but sometimes your mom helps you relax, you know? Who's going to scratch your back?
Okay.
This is the thing, men.
You would invite your mother to your honeymoon.
Men need their moms.
Yeah.
I would not. I'm not inviting anybody to my honeymoon besides my wife and one of her friends, maybe.
Okay.
From Lifetime's Married at First Sight, Johnny has a confession for his new bride. Apparently, he gets scared off pretty easily.
I gotta admit that I didn't know when I was gonna tell you this, but I have been on over 100 first dates. And anytime I came across something that I thought wouldn't work, I would run because I wasn't committed to her and I knew that I could just hop back onto a dating app and find another match.
To be fair, 100 first dates, not that many first dates.
Oh, great. Another 100 first date guy. I don't know if these not having second dates was his decision.
By the way,
this is the story he's telling her. What it sounds like is you couldn't get second dates.
Yeah, I'm not feeling like he's getting a lot of offers.
Yeah,
in that
I know.
Department.
We stroke when I see one.
Yeah. How many dates are you going to seconds?
I would say probably like
60%?
Probably 30%, like a third of them get second dates.
Oh. I don't even like the way you broke that down.
That was weird.
You said 60%.
I don't know.
That's more specific.
It felt a little,
it dropped
I don't like
down,
it.
It dropped down.
Yeah,
real
I don't like the way
quick.
You said it.
Okay.
Do you have a date tonight? It's Thursday.
So you have dates on Thursdays?
Thursdays are a big date
It's
night.
My Friday.
Where did I go wrong in my life?
I don't have a date tonight. No, I am going to be painting on Twitch.
Jesus.
Guys, make sure to catch Hunter on Twitch tonight. He'll be painting.
You really put us on this show with the beef.
Yeah, it's insane.
Literally leave it to Bieber over here. Yeah. I can't deal with it.
All right, we're moving on. And a new series called Why the Last Man has a people talking. It takes place in a world where every man dies from a mysterious plague except one.
Oh.
And he's either the luckiest or unluckiest guy on the planet.
Mr. President,
I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
No. No.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Somewhere is the answer to how this all happened and how we fix it.
Who are you?
Yorick.
You're reproductively interesting.
Wow. Okay.
They got the men the f*** up out of here, girl!
By the way, that was... for a second, it was just kind of like going to an all-girls school, but like an all-girls world. It was nice. It was less pressure, felt good.
I'm not going to lie. It was a little satisfying in the beginning.
In the beginning.
I was like, oh, yeah, get them the f*** out of here.
Yeah. Hunty.
But then I thought about it, and then I don't want that.
We don't want that. We want you around.
We don't want it, but the thought is a little, like, funny.
It is.
I have dreamed many times about being the last man on Earth.
Oh, God.
Tell me there's... We've all thought about it at some point. Like, how nice would that be?
You have? You've really had the thought, like, what if I was the last man on Earth?
Are you shocked? Yep. Do you know what he said for the past 3 years?
Yeah.
Weird.
So weird.
It's such a fun thing to think about, because then I'd have to be a sex slave, you know? Oh, no.
That sounds cute, because you feel like every woman is going to look like a supermodel. That's not what it's going to be. When you got a 50-year-old Bertha, you're not going to feel like that.
Well, that is a good point. I'm going to have to... the strongest of the women only, you know?
It's not like all the Victoria's Secret models are gonna be,
no, it's gonna be
knocking
it's...
on your door.
I guess the serious question that we really, really all been waiting for, but if Hunter was the last man.
You don't know what the question is, but you don't know what the question is.
No.
I think we got it.
No.
Let her finish the question, though.
No,
let's see.
No, this is gonna be my girlfriend. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. I guess that question didn't even need to be asked. And guess what? We have to take a break. I love those breaks. They really line up. But coming up, how to reject creepy old men at the gym. Hunter, you got some advice for that? Relationship trolls is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know, what am I going to eat for dinner? How am I going to feed myself? Welcome back. All right, when things get tough in your love life, you know Nightly Pop is the only place you should turn to for help. So it is time for Relationship Trolls. All right, first up, this 19-year-old shared on TikTok how to handle getting hit on by an older man, Hunter. You know, I don't know, why does she have to say that? Why can't she just say, you know what, I'm sorry, I really appreciate it, but I'm seeing somebody.
Well, like, it's also like, don't go up to a 19-year-old girl when you're in your 40s and go, in physical therapy. My hip isn't working so hot these days, you know? It's just like, it's not setting up. You gotta go and be like, hey, I love Diplo too. What's your number?
Well, which was too rude, you guys? Is it I'm too young or I'm too rich?
Both of them. I feel like he was a little bit worse, I think, by saying it's petty.
Yeah, because I think both rude, but
either of them could have been the bigger person in the situation, just been like, yeah, unfortunately, just I can't or I'm.
I just hate guys who come at women who, when you're like, if you're hitting on her and you're coming into her in her space, like she's minding her business. It, you know what I mean? Just like,
totally. It,
like, be respectful. You can respectfully just be like, okay, have a great day.
Do you know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like going into someone else's house a little bit. You follow their rules. Like, you take your shoes off. You're really polite.
I hate telling
people
to do
that. And
clean
your floors. You'll
be fine.
Your house is too big to not have shoes on, though. Just walking across that thing without shoes, you might end up with some blisters and stuff like that just to get to the kitchen.
It is bigger.
It has a spacious middle. Anyway. And of course, the age-old question is back. Who should propose the threesome in a relationship, the guy or the girl? You listening?
Oh, here we go with this show.
YouTube show 8 at the Table has thoughts.
I feel like I should propose it. Like, I don't think you should bring up another chick to me.
Listen, I'm a Scorpio. Let me tell you something. So you want to do a threesome? I'd be like, all right, cool. So you want to bring another girl? So, like, that dude you be working out with a gym with, like, what's up with him?
What's up with swinging?
Y'all don't have to do anything with each other. All right, cool. So me and your boy, who's, like, taller than you, makes more money than you. Like, why can't
we? Ooh, damn. But like, now you hurt your feelings, though.
But you're going to go to the girl with a big-ass booty who don't look like me, right? But now you're saying, so are you really freaky, or do you just want control?
If you're a Scorpio, you always start with, I'm a Scorpio. That's all they love to be like, because I'm a Scorpio.
Shout out to Justin.
Shout out to all the Scorpios in my life. I have a lot of them, but holy okay, really honestly, yeah. You're in a long-term relationship. Would you ever be open to a threesome? There you go.
Nina has constantly avoided this question on the show.
Nina, be open. Let loose.
Okay, fine. Mom and Dad, go get water.
Yeah.
it's time for a water break. Yes.
You'd be open to it.
Yes.
Would you have to choose the girl?
Who said it's going to be a girl? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
By the way, Hunter's mind just blew up. He's gone for the show. He cannot stay.
My parents are never going to watch the show again. Go to Hunter.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add to this?
What would you like to talk about?
Okay. One time I was sitting on the edge of a bed while my friends were having sex. I don't want to say what happened before that. And this is me putting on my socks.
I like it. All right, this guy actually ranks his friend's income to see who he can afford vacations with him.
You have your friends broken down here from Sean, my top earning friend who makes over $5 million, to who we call Broke Bob, who makes $125,000. How much available PTO we have or paid time off, bonuses, how much we're willing to spend on a 3-day trip. Marital status helps if we know there's going to be anyone else coming. Willingness to travel to a third world destination, if they're willing to split a private flight, and if they're degenerate gamblers or not.
What a douche lord.
First of all, this is a lot to know about your friends.
A lot.
Yeah.
Their earnings, what their bonuses would be, their PTO. I have never asked my friend, what's your PTO? But I'm just saying, you calling him Broke Bobby, the highest earner was $5 million.
That's a lot.
I just feel like this is a weird way to judge your friends and rank your friends.
I don't like this man.
Yeah, it's odd.
Very odd. Not cool.
If you have to keep a spreadsheet of your friends, you're the worst. Yeah. I mean, I guess they're all volunteering the information, but I still think it's
weird group.
You're all a little odd for that.
You are.
And they even have who has a spouse, a girlfriend, and then one of them said girlfriend, and in parentheses it said 70%. And then it said it's complicated. What the is going on with these guys?
That's great.
What?
What do you think the girlfriend equates to? Some of that income is not disposable?
Oh my God, we can't go down this rabbit hole. Basically, I wouldn't want to go on vacation with somebody like this, is my point.
No,
and if you're so rich, take your friends.
I'll hang out with Broke Bobby. He sounds the funnest of all.
Broke Bobby, come on this show. We're in your league. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Set your DVRs. I know, sad, but we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.